This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kahn. So, which superpower should you have? Which U.S. president are you? Which member of the House Subcommittee on Railroads, Pipelines, and Hazardous Materials are you? If there is a question you can ask, there's a quiz about it on the internet.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm here with my friend Evan, and today we are going to be doing some of those really stupid quizzes. I pulled one up on my phone. The first one we're going to be doing is called, What Kind of Candy Are You? Alright, so the first question is, what's your favorite color?
Green.
Watch that. Pink or blue, red, orange, all the colors of the rainbow.
All the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, really, why is green never on there? Or the larger question, why are so many people doing these quizzes online? In a phenomenon that has exploded, these quizzes are everywhere, and everybody's doing them. Here to get quizzed about online quizzes is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, recently around WUSF, emails were flying about one of those online quizzes that told you which NPR host you were. I was Ira Glass. What is going on here?
What's going on here is news websites have figured out that the total number of visitors is not the most important thing. And instead, you want to use another metric to gauge your performance. And that metric is audience engagement. So last year, the New York Times had this quiz, and it was about your speech. Where are you from? Based on the types of words that you use. And that was the single most viewed piece on the New York Times all year. It was a quiz. BuzzFeed was also doing a lot of quizzes last year, and those two organizations really got this trend started. Now everybody's doing it. And the other thing that's going on is we're incredibly egocentric, right? We are narcissistic. So it's fun to do these quizzes because it's all about you.
How much time are people wasting or engaging with these news sites by taking these quizzes?
So the reality is a lot. People are wasting a lot of time. And the reason that news sites want you to waste time is they want to figure out a way to make the advertising more effective. And so if you are engaged, there is this idea, not fully baked yet, that the advertising will be more effective and therefore they can charge more of the advertiser because they have this engaged audience. Now, there's nothing that proves that the engaged audience is going to respond more to the advertising yet. So we still don't know that this idea is going to bear itself out, that engagement is more effective for advertisers. But that's the premise right now. And so it's all about the economics.
I'm just sitting here thinking, I don't remember one ad on a page that I was taking a quiz on, not one. So it's not really effective for me.
Yeah, me neither.
Is this quiz taking just going to be part of our internet lives from now on, or is this going to be gone by the summer?
I got to think it's a fad and that it's going to go away. I think there are only so many questions you can ask. I'm not sure which Downton Abbey character you are, but I'm not sure I care either.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. What's your favorite quiz you've taken?
You know, that one that asks what city you should really live in? I got Barcelona, and that was fun to think about. What'd you get?
Cape Town, not moving.